Dr. Pinsky dictating on January 1, a female IME on Lanay, L-A-N-A-Y, Hamilton. Lanay Hamilton is a 36-year-old woman who reports she injured her right hand at work on 8-9-20, beared a door at the flagship, slammed on her hand, and cut her finger off. She did go to the emergency room that same day. She had further evaluation and treatment, including surgical repair. She has completed a course of active treatment. Prepared new paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Hamilton asserted a door slammed on her right hand on 8-9-20, injuring it. Prepared treatment records show she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Albert on 8-14-20, period. He noted her little finger was trapped in the door and she sustained a traumatic amputation. This was closed at Cooper Hospital, period. Her pain remained at 10/10 in the past 5 days, period. Even Percocet did not help her. She had no previous difficulty with her hand, period. He removed her dressings and saw multiple sutures at the tip of the finger, consistent with primary closure of the amputation. Her other fingers have full range of motion. The little finger does have some mild to moderate swelling, painful range of motion, but the remainder of her tendons are intact. X-rays showed amputation just distal to the distal interphalangeal joint. His assessment was traumatic amputation of the right little finger. He rendered wound care on that day and on subsequent visits through in paragraph on 1-6-21, she was seen in the same practice by Dr. Marzik, She related starting hand therapy as recommended by Dr. Albert, She worked for about a month of light duty before she was terminated because she was suing her job, She was a no-show for follow-up in the orthopedic office on 9-4-20, Therapy notes showed that she presented for 2 office visits and had 2 cancellations, after discharge on December 14, which said she had 5 visits and 14 cancels and no-shows. She stated her pain started increasing towards the end of her therapy, but she's unsure when she was last in therapy. According to their final note of 12-10-20, she was discharged due to failure to complete her current plan of care. She had not worked anywhere since September. She had tried Neurontin, possibly prescribed by her family doctor, but this did not help. She also did not have help with Tramadol. She was in the emergency room for severe pain when she was told she had an infection. She was on antibiotics, which did not help and only lasted the time she saw Dr. Albert. He did not think it was infected. Examination found an aberrant nail growth at the tip of her right fifth finger, amputated stump, which appears to be of amputated through the DIP joint. With encouragement, she can fully flex her index, long, and ring fingers of the right hand, but had markedly limited range of motion of the fifth finger and marked sensitivity to light touch dorsally and palmarly, P-A-L-M-A-R-L-Y, along the finger. She had negative tenelles along the radial ulnar sensory nerve wrapped to the fingertip, but again had marked hypersensitivity to touch. There was no erythema or lymphadenitis. There's a little darkness to discoloration to the tip of her fifth finger, but she had good capillary refill. He reviewed her x-rays from 12-12-22-20 that revealed a very little residual of her distal phalanx. There was no evidence of osteomyelitis. He diagnosed post-traumatic pain with the right fifth finger. He explained to her that sometimes after an amputation, patients develop a neuroma, and they can have pain around the nail regrowth. They discussed possible need for revision amputation in the future. But in the interim, she was referred for additional therapy and returned in 3 weeks. Period. She did return on 3/17/21. She had not done therapy as directed. Period. He reviewed her previous orders and indicated she had that since 12/10/20 she had 17 visits scheduled, comma, attended 5, comma, and canceled 12. Period. She states none of this is helping her move on with her lawsuit involving the injury. Period. And please bold that last sentence. Exam found good range of motion on the right index, long and ring fingers, with an amputated stump at the right fifth fingertip with some aberrant nail growth. Period. She had diffuse tenderness of the digit and some dysesthesias around the regrowing nail. Period. She had markedly limited range of motion. Period. He would not recommend any surgical intervention. Period. He thought she would benefit better now from aggressive therapy to try to desensitize the finger and regain a bit of motion. Period. She asserted she was going to attend therapy that he prescribed this time. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed amputation of the right small finger, 1/4 inch, distal to the PIP joint crease. Period. There was no evidence of infection. Period. Motion of the right small finger was fairly stiff, but unquantified. Period. It was associated with tenderness. Period. Motion of the remaining finger joints, as well as both wrists, elbows, and shoulders, was full on all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing yield breakaway weakness in right hand grasp and ratchet-like in pinch grip, but these were 5/5 on the left. Period. She was tender to palpation at the right small finger, but there was none on the left. Period. Hands with elbows normal. With rapid exchange grip, she demonstrated virtually no effort on the right. Period. This is indicative of limited volitional effort. Period. Incidentally, she wore a winter coat with a zipper that she was able to put on and take off. Period. She also manually manipulated a bottle of juice and a phone. Period. Impressions. On 8/9/20, Lene Hamilton injured her right hand at work when it got caught in a door. Period. She went to Cooper Emergency Room where an amputation was found and closed with sutures. Period. She then followed up with Dr. Albert beginning 8/14/20. Period. He described x-rays showed amputation just distal to the distal interphalangeal joint. Period. He treated her conservatively. Period. Unfortunately, she was non-compliant in attendance at occupational therapy. Period. She was then seen by Dr. Marzik beginning 1/6/21. Period. He noted x-rays from 12/22/20 revealed a very little residual of her distal phalanx with no evidence of osteomyelitis. Period. Upon exam, she was amputated through the distal interphalangeal joint. Period. She related virtually nothing, improved her symptoms by way of medication, common activity modification, or therapy. Period. She made a caustic remark to him at 3/17/21 that will be inserted here relative to her lawsuit. Period. Upon exam, she had an amputated stump of the right fifth fingertip with some aberrant nail regrowth. Period. He did not think additional surgery would help her. Period. On 12/22/20, Dr. Alber wrote, she had sporadic attendance and physical therapy in her last visit, and their office was 8/21/20. Period. At that time, her pain was out of proportion from any expected amount of pain. Period. Nevertheless, she complained of increasing pain in the finger. Period. She had gone to the emergency room a week ago, and they gave her penicillin. Period. It was then that he referred her to Dr. Marzik, period, and put this in bold. Upon my exam, I noted amputation 1/4 inch distal to the PIP crease, period. When seen by Dr. Albert initially, he wrote she had amputation just distal to the distal interphalangeal joint, period. This will be taken into account relative to her permanency. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found amputation of part of the right small finger. Period. Its range of motion was guarded and stiff and associated with tenderness. Period. By manual muscle testing, she displayed breakaway weakness in right hand grasp and pinch grip. Was ratchet-like. Period. She demonstrated no effort during rapid exchange grip using the hand dynamometer. Period. These all are indicative of symptom magnification. Period. Interestingly, she had many external signs of being able to use her hand and small finger with the items brought with her. Period. New paragraph. There is 17.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right fourth parentheses small close parentheses finger. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. End.